Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving them all on,
dress like a million bucks,
bucks,
got things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, man. Boy, God has been good to me. Man, I can't really count it all. You can't either. You know, it's all in perspective. You really can't count all that God has done for you. If you look at every little thing, it's unbelievable the things he's done for us. How many times, you know, we got through something without even talking to him about it. He just blessed us with it. How many? You know, it's so much that the fact that you wake up in the morning, the fact that you still have a place to stay, the fact that, you know, maybe struggling out here, but guess what? You still going to work. You know, you living check to check, but you're making it all. You got all the plates spinning, you know. It's hard. You got a lot of plates spinning, but you keep them up there somewhere. Every now and then one break, but he put two more back up there that look a little bit better, and you got to get to spinning them. So it all works. And then you got a lot of people who just can't seem to mentally put it together as to, you know, why their life isn't in the position that they want it to be. We talk about this oftentimes, but I want to try another angle with you today. You know, maybe it's you. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe it's you. Maybe it's no external force that's at fault like you keep making the excuse to be. You know, so many people I hear, well, if this hadn't have done this, if he hadn't have done that, if she hadn't have done that, I would have been further along. I wasted all my time, my years with this man, and he did this, and I could have been here, and I could have been there. And this woman, she did this to me, and if she hadn't have done that, I could have been here, and I could have been there. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's not really that external force that you keep making it out to be. See, I've done this to myself before. Once again, I'm talking to you about something I know about. I've done this to myself before. I've had the reason I wasn't where I wanted to be. I had it figured out as some external force. I had worked it out in my mind. Clearly, it wasn't me. Because if so-and-so, or if this hadn't happened, and if they hadn't have done this, I would have been further along up the road. That's what I was saying. But hold on, man. Boy, I learned a valuable lesson, man. See, if you don't ever let it go, it's going to be hard for you to go. If you don't ever let it go, it's going to be hard for you to go. I was listening to Bishop T.D. Jakes one day, and I heard him say, you can't drive your car if you're going to keep looking in the rearview mirror. You go outside and try that. Try to drive your car, but keep your eye in the rearview mirror. All you looking at is where you've been. All you looking at in that rearview mirror is where you passed or should have passed, something you should have moved on from. All you doing is looking in that rearview mirror at what happened back there. If you don't stop looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to crash your car over and over and over again. Or you got to slow it down so bad in order for you to keep looking in that rearview mirror. If you don't learn to let it go, it's going to be hard for you to go forward because you keep reviewing the past. The past is the past. And I know it's hard, man. I watched a show and this lady said, well, I just can't ever forgive them for that. Well, guess what? Guess what? God may have already forgiven that person. That person may be extremely remorseful, could have gone to God and gotten forgiveness for it years ago. But you sit here and you keep hanging on to the back. I can't ever forgive that. Mm-mm. Then I heard Bishop Jakes come on the show one time and say something that really, really struck home. You keep drinking the poison, waiting on your enemy to die. He said that. I just shook my head and went, wow. You drinking the poison, waiting on your enemy to die. Revenge is poison to you. You know, if hatred is poison to you, unforgivingness, when you won't forgive a person, that person could be going on with their life. Made the right with God. Don't know how you feeling. They skipping through life. Now you make adjustments every time you see them. And it takes energy, man. It takes so much energy to hate. It takes so much energy not to forgive. Now they come in the room. You got to avoid them. Stay over here. Here they come now. You got to make a situation over here. They come into the house. It's family reunion. Here they come. Where they going to be? In the basement? I'm going to be on the third floor. I want to go out here and get some barbecue. She out there at the barbecue stand. Oh, Lord, I don't want no barbecue. I just eat this potato salad. People, man, take themselves all out of position trying to make adjustments when it would simplify your life if you would let it go. Maybe you ain't where you need to be because of them external forces altogether. Maybe you're not where you need to be because of you. Because you won't let it go. You won't move forward. Look at this, ladies. Let's say you've been in a situation with a man. For years, it didn't work out. For whatever the reason, it just didn't work out. I got what you say he did. I got what he did. All of that, yada, yada, yada. When you get through, did not God get you through it? Did not he allow you to survive it? You got some cuts on you. I got you been a little bit bruised. But did he not get you through it? So now that he's freed you from it, now he done went on, he got a whole nother family over there somewhere. Now he trying to make it right because maybe he learned the mistake he made and now he trying to be a better man. He just trying to get it right now. But you sitting there holding on to it. You drinking the poison, waiting on your enemy to die. So now instead of you enjoying the blessing of finally being free from a situation that was not healthy for you, you create an even more unhealthy situation in your mind by hating, by having revengeful thoughts, by hoping he fall on his face. Maybe you even doing something to the other situation to make sure they struggle. Oh, man, you drinking the poison, waiting on your enemy to die. Maybe you ain't where you ought to be in life, not because of your external forces, but maybe it's you. If you don't let it go, it's going to be hard for you to go. You can't keep driving your car looking in the rearview mirror. Come on, man. Forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now, it's a new day. Right now, a new beginning. Right now, God done it again. Woke us up this morning. Some of you getting off work. Whatever your situation is, consider it a blessing because it don't have to be. It really don't. I know you may not be where you want to be. I know you still got some aspirations, some hopes, and some dreams. I know everybody facing something. But guess what? You're facing it. You got a chance to look at it. And he done gave us a new day to deal with it. I'm here for it. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry is out today. Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., and the legend that is Nephew Tommy.
Hey, hey.
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Junior, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Unc. You know, everybody faces something.
You know, everybody faces something. You know, I'm facing something too. But you know, yesterday, the man wrote in here and told you that about my hairline. I'm facing that, Unc, and you really hurt my feelings about that. And you said you want me to face the future. Look, all these facing, you doing it on purpose. You ain't got to face. I don't want to face nothing.
Well, okay? You have
a, the man said,
you have a lot more face.
You're not gonna just out the gate. He started off.
You want me to wait? Okay.
Yeah, pull up. This is just the...
No. You said I got a lot.
Okay, go ahead, Junior.
No, because the man said it would hurt my feelings how you talk. See, you don't respect people's feelings. I think you overstep your bounds sometimes. Cause you just did it just now. Like, yeah. I said, I'm facing something. You said you got a lot more face. Like, right, like. You don't think that's wrong? You don't see nothing wrong with it?
Well, I'm be honest with you. I couldn't help it.
You can help it.
No, it just come out. I don't know where.
You said you got a lot more face. And then you just put your hand back under your chin like that.
God, dog. I don't know how that came out. Like, it's automatic. Yeah. It's just like you say something, my response is instant. I don't even have to.
Do you be thinking about what you finna say to me or anybody else? Or you just say it?
Well, see, you can't say it unless you think.
Oh, wow. So, Junior, your feelings are hurt because yesterday I asked
does that bother you
when Steve talks about your hairline like the guy brought up in a letter yesterday.
I slept on it, so I asked about this morning.
No, you ain't slept on nothing.
Shut up, Tommy.
You come to me and you tell me about what they be talking about me down at the barbershop, I don't get to tell you how I feel about that.
Well, no, I take stuff for you down at the barbershop.
Well, no.
What is you doing at the barbershop, Junior? What is you doing there?
We back. I swear to God. We back. This raggedy ass morning show I work for. What is you doing down at the barbershop? What you think I'm doing?
I don't know. I'm just asking. What are you doing down there?
Said, what is you doing down at the...
Hey, Junior, when you in the chair, do the barber ask you to keep your chin on your chest?
We got to go. Coming up at 32 after the hour.
Hey, Junior.
Nope. Run that prank back right after this. Don't say nothing.
When you hold your head down, I do see how when you hold it down.
That's why the barber tell him to put his chin on his chest so he can work.
Run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now to run that prank back with the nephew. What you got?
All right, we're going to jump this thing off. You know what, Carla? This is for you. This is Oak Triosity.
Yes. Yes.
You know, this man getting ready to get married. And you know the deal. Here we go.
Yeah, Let's go.
Oak Triosity.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Marvin, please.
Yeah, this is Marvin speaking.
Marvin, hi. I'm calling you from Dr. office. I'm actually the lab technician, and you came in and got a physical, I guess, about a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay, and my understanding, this is for your occupation, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do for a living when you're a,
Oh, yeah, I'm a truck driver.
Okay. Now, I was giving you a call about, I'm here looking at your records and all the testings that you actually went through. Wow. Let's see. Have you had any activity or any problems around your navel area?
Nah, everything been fine.
Okay.
Everything all right, huh?
Yeah, everything's fine. But I mean, you haven't had any type of nothing, no breakout or anything around your navel or whatsoever?
Nah, man. The second time you asked me about my navel. Nah, everything's going straight, man.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what's going on, man. What's happening?
Okay. Actually, you've been diagnosed with Oak Triositis. And Oak Triosity is actually a fungus that comes out of South America. And you have no activity whatsoever around your navel?
No, man, quit asking the same thing, man. Oak Triositis.
It's Oak Triositis, sir. And
what you say that?
What that is actually you're if you haven't had it yet, you say you haven't had any activity, there's gonna be like a small little tree that's gonna be growing from your navel. And it gets about 6 inches long, and it probably bears probably about 25 to 30 leaves on it, but it's very small.
Whoa, run that back by me. You see a tree going to be growing out my navel.
It's going to be a small tree, and what's going to happen is I'm going to have to get you to come back in probably in the next month. We're going to need you to come in so we can check it out, but it's got to grow its fullest potential before we can actually do anything to it.
Nah, I can't come in no money. I got to come in today, man. Somebody got to tell me what's going on, man. Get this problem resolved, man, because I'm finna get married, man.
Well, we can't. It has to grow its fullest potential, sir. And the full term is actually like about 4 weeks before we can actually.
Man, I'm not waiting for no 4 weeks, man. Somebody got to come tell me something right now, man. I ain't finna go marry a man and have to fly out of town, man, and have something going out my neighbor, man. Y'all going crazy, man.
Sir, oaktreositis is something that's very rare. We were actually getting this assignment from overseas in South America on how to treat this.
Man, I don't give a damn. Where is it, man? Somebody's going to have to come give me some help right now, man. I'm finna get ready to get married, man. I'm not finna be putting up with it, man. Somebody in this office, man, got to come down here and do something for me, man. And what you say, Kelly, if you say I can cut it out myself?
Sir, the best I can do is probably trim it a bit, you know, and maybe knock a few leaves off, but I cannot touch the full stalk at all.
Man, you can cut this, put a Band-Aid, do something.
Sir,
to
if
it,
you
man.
Cut it, it's, there's a possibility.
Right now, man.
You cannot, sir. If you cut it, there's a possibility of hemorrhaging, and you're going to really create a bigger problem than what you have already.
Man. I'm trying to get this pulled out, man. You didn't tell me can't nobody in that drive down there to get this pulled out, man. I'm finna get married in 2 weeks, man. We finna fly to Jamaica and can't now. Somebody can do this for me. I pull this out my self.
Sir, you cannot pull it out. You're gonna create
that, man.
You're gonna create a bigger problem if you try to pull it out, sir.
The problem is already there. I'm trying to get this hammer, man. You mean to tell me that big hospital ain't now? Help me,
sir.
What you want me to do,
sir,
man?
It's not something.
I have something out of my stomach, and you telling me it ain't you can do, man?
Sir, oaktreositis is not something that we treat all the time. Like I said, it hails from South America, so we got.
I don't give a if it hails from Great Britain. Somebody at hospital 4 days to come down here and help me pull this off, man.
Sir, I understand what you're going through, but we have to let it grow its full term, which is 4 weeks, sir. The full
man,
root of it.
Letting it grow, man. I ain't finna let it grow, man. It's finna go down right now, man. Y'all gonna have to do something, man.
Sir, there's nothing we can do. We can probably trim it a little bit.
The trim. Get some chainsaw and cut this, man. Do something.
Sir, there's nothing we can do at this point but sit back and wait and let it grow its full term, okay? Can we get
I'm
you
not
to
doing no waiting, man. Somebody finna help me right now, man.
Sir, can we get an appointment for you in the next 4 to 5 weeks? Can we do that?
Nah, you got to get an appointment for me today. I'm finna get married, man. I'm finna fly to Jamaica. Man, I can't have no sticking out of me. I can't even sit at the airport, man. You gonna embarrass me like that, man? Have sticking out my neighbor. You crazy?
Sir, I understand it, and like I said, oaktreositis is very rare, and it's something that we haven't treated that many times here in the States. But overseas, the message that we're getting is that we need to let it grow its full term.
So you mean tell me ain't nobody in America got oak tree? What the f*** is the name of that f***, man?
It's oaktreositis, sir.
So how the f*** I can get it if don't nobody else in the America got it.
Sir, I could not believe that you were coming up with oaktreositis here in the States. It's something very rarely seen here. There's been two people in the past that's been diagnosed with this, and they actually passed away.
So now you're telling me some done died, and you're going to tell me 3 weeks. Man, I'm coming down there today, man. Somebody finna do something for me,
sir,
man.
There's nothing that we can do today until 4 to 5 weeks.
Man, I got to go get married. I'm flying to Jamaica, man. Did you... What I just said, man.
I'm hearing what you're saying, but I can't do anything if you don't see the tree already coming out of the navel yet.
Cut the f*** off. Somebody got to do something now. Damn, what you want me to do, man?
I don't know what I want you to do, sir, but I have one more thing I can tell you.
Yeah, well, what you got to say, man?
Are you listening?
I'm listening to you, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Earl.
Man, you gotta be kids, man. Damn, man, tell that man I'm gonna kick that out my way, man. Man, you too, Nephew Tommy, man. Y'all, man, y'all have me going crazy as hell, man. I'm looking all of my damn neighbor thing, the tree finna grow out this, man. I'm on the air, man.
No, you ain't on the air right now.
Man, I'm already nervous and finna get married in 2 weeks.
Hey, man, I got one more thing to ask you, Marvin, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Steve Harvey Morning Show. if you're listening, your ass is out the way. Yeah, you out of there.
I'm going to be stupid in another hour. Just hold tight. I'll be right back.
I love it. Coming up next, Ask the CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Lenny Kravitz receives his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Flashy Bishop Whitehead from Brooklyn is found guilty. And our very own Earl Duke of Ottingham is here to tell us what's going on with the royal family. They have been in the news a lot. We'll talk about these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it's time to ask the CLO.
Chloe.
Chloe. Capri in Paramus says, I went on a date to a bar that my ex-boyfriend goes to all the time. He was there. He came over to say hi, and he shook my date's hand. Later, my ex texted me and said I look beautiful and happy. Did my plan work? Is my ex jealous?
Well, what? I don't know if he's jealous. He wanted to say something to you, acknowledge you. Maybe he's a class guy, but he wasn't afraid to go over to the guy because obviously he felt like he was just as good, if not better, than that guy. Like, it ain't like he was over there looking at The Rock, you know. was, you know, looking across the room at The Rock. He was probably looking over there more like a Tommy type, you know.
What does that mean? He can size them up, so...
Well, Tommy's more approachable than The Rock. Yeah. I would think I had a better chance if it don't go right with you than The Rock. You know, it go wrong with The Rock. You know, I know you're a little badger in all this here, but you know.
Mm. But I'm sexy, though, dog. Now, I don't know if he would ran up
see,
on me.
See, that's why a lot of people don't see. A lot of people don't see that. That's what I was saying.
Wow. Right,
a lot of people don't say that. Hardly nobody. And Junior, really, he's still mad about the barbershop.
Go ahead, Carter.
Yeah, he's back. All right. Roseanne in San Antonio. I'm married to the most unconventional woman on the planet. She started hanging our clothes outside to dry, like, you know, like back in the day. And she's trying to scale back our whole lifestyle. I'm not a caveman, and I'm sick of it. How do I tell her?
Well, just like you text us, just tell her. But obviously, there's something going on financially. She's trying to save money. She don't want to run the dry. Now things are real bad when you don't want to cut the dry on.
Come on now.
Because I don't know what that costs to run, and I'm not trying to be bougie. But if you can't cut your dry on, that dry off, I ain't never heard my mama say that.
What? Cut the dry
off? Cut that dry off in there.
You was Poe, and you never heard your mama say that.
I know we done had to shut the door before we let all that out, but you know, I ain't never heard my mama say, turn that dry off.
Yeah, you got to dry the clothes now.
You got clothes out on the clothesline, though. That's back in the day.
That's old school. Yeah.
Now, I don't know where y'all at, though, because woof.
With these clothes
on,
just hanging.
Yeah, something going on. I can't help you. It's a financial decision she done made.
Okay. Yeah. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Judy in Brentwood says, I've been married for 18 years. My husband has started getting lazy with his hygiene, and he will go for 2 days and not shower. He said he wears 48-hour deodorant, so it's all good. It's not, though. And he smells like onions. Why can't he smell it? Ooh.
Oh, no, you can't smell yourself. That's the key to being funky. You can't, not your mouth. Yeah. You can smell your arms if you catch it right. Like you reach up on the shelf for something, you go, okay, hold up now. And then you look around, make sure ain't nobody in there. You know, but like your breath, you don't really know. You can be knocking folks out and not even know it because it's there. It's there. You're going to have a talk with him. You're going to have to be persistent. And you got to be insistent. And you got to just let him know, hey, this ain't working for me. I don't know what's going on, but it is not working for me. And then prove to him that it's not working.
How does she do that?
Don't touch me.
Ah, okay.
Get your hands off me. You breathing on me. Why are you breathing on me? You know, questions like that kind of.
Because you smell, stink. Take a shower. Can she be that direct?
What deodorant is 48 hours? I don't even know if I know which one is 48 hours.
Degree.
What deodorant? That go 2 days?
I ain't seen it work. I'm not willing to test it. I'm around people.
You don't want
family feud. I got cars and I'm walking past people all day. I can't test it.
Nah, you got to wait out.
I use Old Spice High Endurance. High Endurance. Mm-hmm. And some days it hasn't endured.
I'm Mitchell.
I put on High Endurance and turned it into low tolerance. So
you've been working, really, baby.
Yeah.
You put working. It to the test. You putting everybody to the test, too.
Yeah. So I don't recommend it, dog.
So Judy just needs to tell him, huh?
She can show and bathe him.
You stink.
A shower. Yeah. I always feel good when I take a shower.
Yeah. Energized.
I be tired sometimes, but I just feel good, you know?
Yeah. Freshened you up. Yeah, all those things. Yeah, Judy, tell your man what's going on. 18 years, girl.
Yeah.
You can tell him. All right, here we go. Jelani in Tupelo says, I need to know if I'm being petty or not. I date a man that loves calling me pet names, and that's my pet peeve. I've been called boo, bae, sweetness, and sugar all in the same day. Why can't he call me Lonnie? Am I asking for too much?
Damn, man.
Come on. Now.
What is
now, the man calling you sweet little names, you don't want that. That's your pet peeve. Somebody calling you a sweet name. That's your pet peeve. Sister, for real? For real, sister?
She doesn't like it. She doesn't like boo, bae. Hey, bae, boo, sweetness, sugar. She don't like all that. Call her by her name, Lonnie.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll tell you what. Go on in there and tell him stop calling you that. Just go on in there and tell him.
Is she being petty, though? Do you think she's being petty?
I think she's being extremely petty. But then, you know what? So many people, why the woman want to be called her name. But damn, man, what's the matter? You know, everybody, Marjorie got pet names. You know, I got a pet name for her. She know. I mean, damn, you with somebody for a long time. I think it's being petty. But you have every right to want what you want. But if that's the fight you done picked, do you know how many fights you're going to have to pick? Damn. That's irritating you? Kindness. Lady, go on in there. So, you can go on in there and tell him.
So maybe you can break it down to her as to why he is doing that. Why is he calling her a pet?
I mean, maybe he just being a fave. Babe, this is my babe. This is my boo. This is my whatever it is. I don't say boo. I don't like to turn boo myself. But hey, boo, yeah, that ain't my thing. But, you know, Marjorie got her pet name. She know what I'm calling her. That's it. Anybody else did not call her that. But she know.
So you have an exclusive pet name for your wife. Yeah.
I wish I would be walking around my house and hear somebody else call her that.
Yeah. That's exclusive, right? Yeah.
And so I don't see why you're upset. But if that's your pet peeve, then you could go ahead and tell it to him. But now when he stopped calling you that, okay?
That's what she wants.
True that.
Yeah.
Somebody else might like to be called bae.
All right. Well, thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
According to People magazine, 59-year-old Lenny Kravitz was honored with a Hollywood Walk of Fame star on Tuesday at a ceremony with loved ones by his side, Zoe Kravitz, his daughter, of course, and Denzel Washington. I didn't know they were boys like that. A longtime friend, each gave speeches at the event. Take a listen to Denzel showing love to his buddy Lenny.
He's a friend. I wrote down the definition of friend. I looked it up, Webster. A person whom one knows and with whom one has a bond of mutual affection, typically exclusive of sexual relations. Well. Oh, Lord. Yes. A companion. It said a boon companion. As in Ace Boom Coon.
Yeah, they dapped each other up after that.
That's right, man.
Denzel.
Yeah. Did you know that, Steve, that Denzel and Lenny Kravitz were boys like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm cool with Den. I know Lenny. We took some pictures in Paris a couple of times. Oh, I ran up into him. I ain't got his number or nothing.
Oh.
Mm. I got Den number. We holler. Denzel kind of ignorant. I don't like to say that about people, but he kind of ignorant, though. Because he called with straight foolishness. He called with straight foolishness. And it'd be all out of character because you'd be going, this Denzel Washington. Hall, where you at? And you got to take his call.
Yes, you
would. And then he'd be flexing. He'll show you where he at. Guess where I am? Oh, I see it, dog. I see it. No, you wish you was here, huh? Yeah.
He's stunting on you.
Yeah, he'd be
flexing. That's a great friendship. How long y'all been friends, you and Denzel?
Probably 18 years, maybe.
Wow. That's a long
time. I've known him before that, but...
That's cool.
He got toys like you. He got the boats and the jets and all that. Of course.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
It was a little rich question. I'm just saying.
He said,
champagne problems, Tommy.
Yeah.
Well, let me say this. He been doing this a little bit longer than me, so he
got that other buddy.
You go over there, flex back with him if you want to. Ass be broke.
Come on, Bleak. Love Denzel.
Yeah, go. Yep. You play with somebody else. He ain't struggling.
Mm. He's comfortable for sure. All right. So
no, Carl, he way past comfortable.
Okay.
Where you at? Where you at? You just what?
I'm comfortable.
Okay. He's other. Check other.
I love it.
We do.
Yeah, he done damn near flatlined. He's so comfortable.
Well, let me say this. In addition to Zoe and Denzel, stars like Marla Gibbs was there, Channing Tatum, and Verdine White, Steve, was there. So Lenny was star-studded for his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So congratulations to Lenny Kravitz. In other entertainment news, according to CNN, flashy Brooklyn pastor Lamar Whitehead was convicted Monday in federal court of using parishioners' retirement savings to try to extort other church members. Whitehead, known for his, Louis Vuitton suits. You see him rocking the Louis, the Fendi, all those luxury designer labels and extravagant.
You trying to rock that jumper, nah, son?
Yeah,
like.
He is. Yeah, he is. Yeah, remember he made headlines back in 2022. He and his wife were robbed of $1 million worth of jewelry at their church. He's also made false statements to the FBI. Each one of Whitehead counts carries a maximum sentence of 20 years, and except for lying to the FBI, false statements, that's about 5 years. His sentencing is July 1st, and he plans to appeal. Y'all remember this guy?
Dog.
Yeah.
Dog, appeals don't work with the feds. They don't come down there unless they got you. The feds is not. That's a different knock on the door. police knock on your door, you know, you got a ticket, you got bench warrant, and you know, yeah. We need you downtown for questioning. The FBI knock on your door, they have it.
They pretty much have everything.
No, they got it, dog.
Yeah.
They ain't got time to waste. If you see their FBI or ATF. Yeah, alcohol, tobacco, firearms. Them initial knock on them blue jackets, that yellow writing. Yeah, your ass got to go there.
Them windbreakers. FBI.
They ain't never in a rush. They know what they coming there for.
Mm-hmm.
They
got you. Yeah, they build their case. That's for sure, Drew. Yeah. They're not in a rush. All right. Well, and finally in entertainment news, quickly, we got to check in with the Duke of Ottingham. He has to tell
us. For only 1 minute, I'll only got 60 seconds. What is it, Carly? Well, good morning, everyone.
Morning, Duke.
Morning, Duke. Morning,
hello,
Duke.
Hello. Cheerio to you. What's going on? What are you doing?
Okay, first of all, the Queen Camilla, she has a Barbie doll. What's up with that? What have you heard about that?
I'm seeing a very, very unattractive doll. Shockingly blown. Oh my God. The Barbie people must have lost their mind. I got tired of making cute dolls. Let's make someone to see if the children will love this one.
Maybe.
Wait a minute, Duke. What's up with Princess Kate fixing her pictures and stuff? We ran out of time.
Well, yeah. Come back to me. I'll be back on the next break. This is important.
Okay. All right, Duke. Hold tight. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll get more information about the royal family with the Duke right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're back. Last break, the Duke of Ottingham was here telling us all about royal family expert. So now we talked about the Queen. She has a Barbie doll. Now, what's going on with Princess Kate? She's been missing. Then everybody was concerned about her health. Then she put out this picture. And now everybody says the picture has been altered and the images is not her. What's happening?
Had to be altered.
Why is that?
Damn it.
What?
Princess Di was the last time we didn't have to fix these photos. Everyone else requires photo shopping. We've had to take people in and out of it. We've had some people in pictures so ugly, we've had them completely removed. Shut up, Junior. Sitting over here trying to write these jokes myself. Need your help. It's just horrible what's happening at the palace now. Ever since Princess Di left and William moved on with that beautiful young lady, Marco, it's been horrid over here.
That's Harry, Duke.
Harry, whatever. The one with the gorgeous black girl. She just left away. She just left because it was just tired of the racism over here.
Yeah. That's it. That's all you got for us.
We Photoshop lots of times with the royal family. Not the most attractive people I've ever seen.
It's not about her looks. This is Princess Kate, not the Queen.
It's all about looks. Why do you think they're taking them in and out of photos?
She's sick.
The Queen was wonderful the way she was. She was a wonderful woman. Yeah. She was just elderly. That's the way you're supposed to look. Mm-hmm. But if you're not elderly, you're not supposed to look elderly. Okay. So you got to fix your photos. And I'm pretty sure that the people down at Mattel who make the Barbie doll are having to make some second thoughts about this move. Making this woman's doll is atrocious. Oh, my God. I was trying to play with the doll the other day. I just had to lay it down. I can't take it.
Wrong for this, Duke. You know that, right?
But the Duke,
white girls all over the UK just going crying, "Mommy, mommy, I want another mommy." It's horrible.
Do anybody have the King's wife Barbie doll? Anybody have a King's wife Barbie?
It just came out.
They made us take it. They passed them out. They gave them out free. You didn't have to buy them anymore. giving them out. They're all over the streets of London. Children crying, leaving them, abandoning them.
That's not true, Duke. That's so
they're on newsstands and everything. Oh, my God, mommy. What is this? Who is this woman, mommy? I want a Barbie back.
Nobody crying about that doll. All right, Duke, thank you for coming. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to check Steve's voicemail. Bye, Duke.
Toto!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now to check Steve's voicemail. 877-29-STEVE is the number. If you would like to leave a message for Steve, please do so. And you might just hear your call on the air. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
This message was left a female listener. She has, I guess, some wardrobe advice for you. Check it out.
I would like to say that Steve Harvey looks a lot more slender if he wears just the one button down, not four, you know, the double-breasted suits. And he looks like he's lost 30 pounds when he wears just the single one. I enjoy watching him all the time. Thank you very much. Bye.
So you look fat when you got the double breasts.
That's what she told you.
You was a fat ass with them double breasts.
Yeah, well, that's not what I heard. I heard it looked like I lost 30 pounds, which is exactly how much I've lost. So thank you very
that's
much.
That's all you heard?
Hello. That's it. You ain't hear. Yeah.
You didn't hear the double breast part?
The double breast suits.
Quit wearing the double breasts is what the lady's saying. Because you look fat with them on.
Well, I think you need to stand on your tippy toes when you take pictures. So, what else we got?
Oh, shots fired.
And Junior, since you want to say something, you need your damn baseball cap. All right, now, anybody else? Anybody else want to take a shot at this morning?
I'm right here for
it. Wow. Wow. It don't wild my ass. You know, one thing about me.
That's what you thought. That's how you... Yeah, she
you know,
though.
I mean, you know what? That's I'm just saying, you know, what come for me. I ain't say nothing to the caller. I accepted it. I picked out the part I chose to deal with.
The positive.
Double breast. I don't know what to tell you. I ain't got nothing to say, but then, you know, Chim and Chime want to jump in over here. So,
Chim
you know, I can't Chim say nothing Chim. To her, but I got something for both of these two right here. You know, that's how you got to handle it, Junior. You know, if you all upset because we're talking about your hairline, you know, you can say something else, you know.
All right,
you
let's
came
just...
in this morning. You was
ahead,
upset
Carla,
about your hairline.
What's the next call, Carla?
Okay, we're going to leave this alone.
Hey, mm-hmm. You ain't got to rush, Carla. Hey, first of all, it's the email bag. Until the email asks you something, Junior.
Voicemail.
Go ahead, Carla.
Okay, thank you. This message was left by...
You get a ball from me, partner.
Listen to this, though, guys. A Trump supporter wants you to get your facts straight.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Steve, y'all talking about Trump. Y'all talking about how he incited a riot. He said, let's go down. If you actually watch the video, Trump said, let's peacefully walk down there to the Capitol. So don't sit here and put something out there because you're making yourself look not very intelligent because you really need to see. He didn't incite the riot. The riot was going on. It already had started 8 minutes prior to his speech even ending before he even said that. So get the facts, okay? Don't make us look bad.
No, hold on, man. Let me give you the facts.
Woo!
The fact that a president you think would say, let's peacefully walk down there, full knowing the rhetoric that was said before, but peacefully walk down there for what? To overturn the government? To peacefully walk down there for what? To overturn a right and a justifiable election? When a president sends a group of people to a protest, what kind of president are we talking about? So I got my facts straight. What your ass need to do is get your head out the sand and out of Donald Trump's butt so you can see what's really going on. You just as stupid as the rest of them. Don't call my show and tell me I ain't got the facts. When you sit up here, if you listen to the tape, he said, let's peacefully walk down there. Why would a president, knowing the audience, knowing the QAnon, knowing all these people in here, know the militia groups that's in the audience, looking at the clothes they got on, and the riot didn't start 8 minutes before. That's not true.
They were down there waiting, and he sent the rest of them down there. Maybe you didn't watch the tape. Were you familiar with the people whose lives were lost? Yeah. Did you see the property damage? Did you see the actions of the protesters? Did they look peaceful to you? Mm-hmm. So now, what fact you want me to get straight, homie? Which one you want me to get straight?
Hmm. All right. We're thank you, Steve. Right. Coming up next, the nephew. Prank call up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's strawberry letter. The subject is, I think my wife is ashamed of me. Uh-oh. But right now, the nephew is here. Uh-oh. With today's prank phone call. What you got, nephew?
This right here is bump and grind. Bump and grind. That's what we're going to do this morning, cat dog.
Nothing wrong.
That's my song about that, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bump and grind. Let's go, cat.
Hello. Hello. I'm trying to reach Marcus. Marcus.
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. Go ahead.
Hey, listen.
Hold on. Let me turn the radio down for a second. Go ahead.
Hey, listen. I live in an apartment building that you just moved into. I live in 21A, and you live above me in 22A.
Uh-huh.
I actually got your number from the leasing office. I told them I wanted to welcome you to the apartment building, man, but I didn't want to really raise no eyebrows, but I was really calling about, you know, first of all, let me go ahead and say welcome to the building, man. I hope that you and is that your wife that lives with you?
First of all, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. But why would you need to have my number to do that? You could have just came and knocked on my door, man.
Well, yeah. Well, see, I really called and got the number was, kind of reach out to you, man. I don't be wanting to start no trouble with nobody or nothing like that. I be wanting to, you know, I want my neighbors to be cool with me, and I want to be cool with my neighbors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cool.
So I was reaching out, man, because you know the noise, man. I work at night and I sleep during the day, man. But it seems like since you guys moved in, man, in the middle of the day, it's you know, I know what it's like to have a lady.
Hold on. You're hearing noises coming from my place in the middle of the day?
Right, I'm hearing you making love to your lady, man.
Nah. You know what it is? You might be hearing something from another unit, man. It's definitely not coming from us, because I'm at work, and my girl is there, but she's on the computer, you know, she's looking for a gig right now. Hello?
Okay, wait a minute now. So you live in apartment 22A, right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I live in 21A. Your bedroom is above my bedroom.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're telling me that you're hearing noises that sound like somebody's making love coming from my crib at this time of day, and I'm not there, and only my woman is there? Ooh, man. You know, I get it. I'm not trying to be rude or anything. I appreciate you calling and you know, neighbor and all that. 21A, you said you went, right?
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you called me, all right? So let's get to the bottom of this one time. You saying you hearing this? What kind of noise are you hearing exactly? Tell me.
Hey, you know what, man? This is probably just a big mistake. I mean, maybe she's just hanging some pictures or something, bro. You know what?
Pictures, man. We ain't even brought no pictures yet. I mean, you calling me like you hearing a jackhammer going off in my crib. What are you talking about, man?
Hey, man. Listen, Marcus. I apologize.
No. My man, you telling me I'm a man? You understand what I'm saying? I don't know what you are, but I'm a man. You calling me, telling me you hearing noises coming from my crib and sound like somebody's. And now you're telling me don't worry about it? Maybe you made a mistake.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is maybe it's just a legitimate mistake. All I'm saying, maybe she hanging some pictures or moving some furniture or something like that.
Ain't no pictures, man. I keep telling you that. Ain't no pictures. Ain't nobody hanging. It shouldn't be no noise coming from my crib.
Hey, man, I ain't trying to start no trouble, man.
Are you not starting some All I was calling about was trying to get a decent rest, man. I work at night, bro. That's all I'm talking about, man. I'm not trying to.
I don't give a if you went to graveyard shift. I don't care. You calling me, telling me about my crib that I just moved into. You're lazy. Ain't no going on like that, man. I don't even believe it. You got the right address. Where you live at, man? You live in crib, man?
Yes, man, in apartment 21A, and your place is above mine, man.
Hold on, man, hold on, man, hold on. You pull this check over, man. Hold on 1 second, man. Because you talking to
dude. Hey, man, look, I'm not trying to have no trouble, man. I'm not trying to have no trouble, man.
Man. You got your working there, dude. I do 50 hours a week, man. I don't need to hear like this.
Okay, dog, I'm not. All I'm saying is, man, I thought you was making love to your woman, man. That's what I thought. That's why I called you to ask y'all to keep the noise down.
I ain't making love to my wife. I ain't even on my ass right now. I don't want my nigga. Trust that. He's gonna hear this 21A. And I'm coming right to your crib to hear it. I ain't hearing from your crib.
No, hold on. Hold the hell up, dude. You're not coming to my apartment to hear nothing, man. I ain't got nothing to do with this.
I want your I'm trying to you don't know me.
I ain't letting you in my house, man, about no man that you got going on upstairs. You gotta control your woman, man. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
What the I'm telling you about my woman. You don't even know woman.
I know she's been up there weighing it out for the last 2 weeks between 12 and 2. I know that.
You got me. You talking to Daniel, man. I'm coming to your house.
You ain't coming to my apartment, man. I'm not in. Hey, man, listen. No. I ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm telling you.
You got trouble. I'm coming in your crib, man.
Hey, I got one more thing I need to say to you, man. If you listen.
I'm from my crib. I ain't even home.
I got one more thing I need to say, all right? All right? You
better be telling me you're opening the door.
Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Wait a minute, what the Hey,
you live at 21A, man? Step away from 21A, please. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy got me to prank you, man.
Damn.
Are you at 21A?
Dude, I'm right outside my apartment, man. I'm ready to blow that thing up, man.
Nephew Tommy? This Tommy, man. How you doing, brother?
Oh, man. Tommy, you had me going, man. I was coming to f*** up, man. I'm serious, man.
I got one more thing I got to ask before I let you go, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land, man?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, without a doubt.
Hey, man, step away from 21A. Step away.
And there you have it, right there.
Play
straight ignorant, straight stupid. Mm-hmm. That's how we're doing it this morning. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm gonna be stupid this weekend, man. And it starts today. It starts tonight in Richmond, Virginia. You do understand that, don't you?
It's
show tonight. Mm-hmm. 2 Friday, 2 mm-hmm. Saturday, 1 on Sunday. I think I got 40 tickets left for Sunday show at 3:00. The Nephew is in Richmond, Virginia. The Funny Bone is jumping off tonight. All right. Don't be late. Do not be late. Come on up in there and get it while the getting is good, because the Nephew going to show you what's up and coming. And it's me. Yeah, it really is. It really is. Okay. Laying in the Montgomery, Alabama. The Nephew headed down there. Montgomery the Gump. That is March 30th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. That would be me. That would be J.J. Williamson. That would be Celebrity, the comedian, and the one and only Earthquake in the building in Montgomery, Alabama. Black hats up. Let's go, baby. Nephew. Yep. Hawk, you want to come down to Richmond, man, and hang out with me? Get on stage, man. Let me.
Virginia.
Funny Bone. Yeah. When the last time you been down there?
Ooh.
You do all that? What?
Last time I was down there, I played golf with Bruce Smith.
Bruce Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, there you go,
Junior. That's it. There you go, Junior.
Ooh, that was a big boy right there, man.
Yeah.
That was the day I played with him. I played the round of golf. First time I ever played a round of golf with the same ball.
One.
Oh, I've never done that. Ever.
One ball.
Same ball.
One ball on the 18th hole. I thought about it. I was so nervous.
Well,
thank you, sir. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I think my wife is ashamed of me.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationship, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter like we're going to read this one today. Nephew, what you got?
Buckle up, hold on tight. I'm sorry, I got caught up in the moment. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Yeah, appreciate you, pimp. Listen, Shirley ain't here today, so this is how we do it. I'm going to read the letter. Carla going to respond, then I'll respond. Okay. The subject is, I think my wife is ashamed of me. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm a 58-year-old married man. I'm a dump truck driver. I retired from teaching after 30 years in the classroom. I was only 55, so I decided to reinvent myself and get back to work. I was talking to one of my homeboys that has a hauling business. I hadn't talked to him in years, but one day I ran up into him, and he was telling me how he bought a truck. And he gets a lot of business hauling dirt, tree limbs, and debris. And he sets his own rates. He said he already made $27,000 this year, and it's only March. I went to my wife with the idea of buying a truck and taking a class to become a certified driver. She shot that idea down. She said I should go find something better to do. That went in one ear and out the other one because I had already done some research on how to start my business. Then I talked to another buddy of mine that's a fireman, and he said when people have fires, they need damaged furniture and clothes to be hauled off. He said, there's so many possibilities for income if I own a truck. So I went and leased a truck. Then I completed my training. I've been driving for 4 months, and my uncle lets me park the truck on the side of his convenience store. My wife is very upset about my new profession. I think she's ashamed of me. I over talking to her bougie-ass mama. I'm sorry.
What happened? That tone, though. What happened?
Yeah.
Did it say that?
It don't say ass. My own, I asked.
Yes.
I overheard her talking to her bougie mama, and she says she hopes this is just a phase because I have a PhD and I'm driving a dump truck. I was hurt, and I wanted to tell her to stop asking for my dump truck money then. How do I build with a wife who is ashamed of my new hustle and refuses to support me? My Lord. Take it away, Carla.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Well, I mean, she sounds like she's not with it, which you knew because she specifically told you that. But since you knew how she felt, you just can't be mad at her feelings. The good news is that she's not threatening to leave you.
So I think you just have to keep hustling to pay the bills. Because if you don't contribute to the household and if you don't help pay the bills, that's a whole nother issue. So if your wife, I don't know, if she starts talking about divorce, then you have a decision to make. But go to your wife. You have to talk to her. And maybe you guys could come together at what new ideas she will support for you hustling and support you in that. But for now, you have to keep hustling. You have to contribute to the household. Because I'm telling you, as a wife, if you come in there with no contribution, you're going to have a bigger, bigger issue.
Hello. Hello.
That's
you better add
response.
Something to the table.
You got to add something to the table. What you got, Steve?
Here I go. I think my wife is ashamed of me. I think you're right.
Mm.
I think this is ignorance on her part, if you ask me. Mm. Here's a man who's 58 years old, and he was in the classroom. Now, teachers are already underpaid, but, yeah. You know, obviously he did well enough to retire. So congratulations to the brother. He was in 30 years in the classroom. And so at 55, he decided to reinvent himself. He ran up into Buddy, had a dump truck, and was telling him how much money he had made. He had made $27,000 so far for the year, and it was just now March. So he went in there and told his wife about this idea he thought about of raising some more money and taking a class to become a certified driver. She shot the idea down. Here's the key to this whole letter. She shot the idea down and said, I should go find something better to do. Mm. Mm. See, you got that PhD. She think you ought to put it to more use and go do something what she considers better to do. But see what some people don't understand is owning a business is probably more valuable at this man in this point in his life than going to work for somebody else. This man has an entrepreneurial spirit. He wants the freedom, setting his own rates. He wants the freedom of being his own boss. He ain't going back to work for nobody else. He put 30 years in for somebody. This man that came up with an idea, wow, I can make extra money. I don't mind working with my hands. I'm going to support my family, take care of them. Now you in here tripping. Now, she kind of ashamed of him. And I think in this letter is, now we're going to get into it in the second half, but that's exactly what didn't happen. Now, is she wrong for this? I think 100% incorrect in the way she's handling this. Mm-hmm. Ain't like, and he's already making money.
Right.
Because he made a statement later on in the letter that I'll read to you when we come back that says he's making money. But it's her thought of the imagery.
Mm-hmm.
What her friends gonna say while he driving the dump truck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I come back, I will finish her off.
Okay. All right.
Put her in a nice little package in a bow. And I will also tell you, dog, how to be successful under these conditions.
All right. Good news. All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Steve, let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, I think my wife is ashamed of me.
Yeah, well, I'd heard that before.
It's not about you. Come on with the recap of the letter.
That's why you call in. I've had a lot of experience at a lot of things. 58-year-old married man. He's a dump truck driver. He retired from teaching. And he was sitting at the house, for a while. He was only 55, so he wanted to reinvent himself. He ran up in a buddy of his that had a hauling service, and he told him he had a truck, and he was how much extra money he could make by hauling debris, trees, furniture, dirt, and all like this, and said he'd already made $27,000, and it was only March. He said, wow, that's a good idea, man. So he took the idea into his wife, and she shot it down, and the key word for her was, I think you should go find something better to do. That's a very bougie statement. So that went in one ear and out the other because he was already researching on how to start his own business. Then he ran up into another homie of his that was a fireman and said when people got fires, they need people to haul off their old clothes, debris, furniture, all mattresses, all this here. He said there's a whole lot of possibilities if you own a truck.
So, dude in the letter went and leased a truck. Then he completed his training. He'd been driving for 4 months, and his uncle let him park the truck on the side of his convenience store. My wife is very upset about my new profession, and I think she's ashamed of me. And you know how he found out? He overheard her talking to her bougie-ass mama.
It does not say you're adding to the description.
Now, it should say. Little bougie-ass mammy. It you and your damn mammy in there running your mouth with your mammy. In here.
Anyway. Now,
she says she hopes it's just a phase because I have a PhD. What do the PhD have to do with the man wanting to be a businessman? What does the PhD have to do with him wanting to own his own service? What does a PhD have to do with him making extra money? What does a PhD, how does a PhD allow you to be your own boss, the man? Mm-hmm. See, PhD does not allow you to be the man. Not in his world. In education, his PhD will allow him to get a job somewhere. Every job you get gonna have a supervisor attached to it. Most of them I know. He tired of that. Mm-hmm. So now he was hurt and he wanted to tell her to stop asking for my dump truck money. So you closet embarrassed. You gonna spend the money that the dump truck making, but you don't want him to drive the dump truck. Well, the truck don't drive his damn self. So that's kind of crazy. Now, he says to me, how do I build with a wife who is ashamed of my new hustle and refuses to support me? Now we have a problem. I'm pretty sure some other people like myself have been in a situation where you couldn't get support from somebody that you felt was your teammate or something like that, your live-in person, your spouse.
Right.
You know, we've all had that happen to us. Mm-hmm. Well, one thing about it, when I was told if you go out there on tour, don't ever come back, I was told if you really love me, quit your job, quit doing that, and get a regular job. You see me on this radio, don't you? Mm-hmm. You see me on Family Feud, don't you? Because I didn't give a damn what you was talking about. I have the right to pursue my dreams, and my dreams is valid. Now, if she had... if she had an alternative for you, I could understand. Baby, instead of having a dump truck business, let's open up this tax service because, you know, both of us are accountants. Yeah, but that ain't the case. Right. Well, baby, let's don't do the dump truck business. I would rather us put the money in this home remodeling service. Yeah, but that ain't what she did. All she did was complain about you driving a dump truck because it's embarrassing to her. Because she bougie and her mama bougie.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That's what I
you
was saying.
You have a problem.
Yeah.
I support myself, though. See, I just keep on doing what I'm doing. It's hard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of crazy, though, man. You can be married to a person that don't support you. And tell you what, ladies, let me just say this to women. Do you know the thing that hurts men the most that they don't really mention? You know what bothers us more than anything?
What's
the
that?
The lack of appreciation. It is the lack of appreciation. Nothing bugs your man more than he won't say it to you than if you don't appreciate him.
Mm-hmm.
He don't appreciate me. Well, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about women who have husbands and men who are out here going to work and bringing it in the house trying to make it work. Mm-hmm. All we want is an occasional pat on the head. I know it's hard out there, but thank you so much for the way you try to take care of this family. We really, really appreciate it. And that would go a long way with some people. But instead of just taking the money and then complaining to your bougie mammy.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
And hide half of the money that you're getting off the dump truck.
Post your comments at Steve Harvey FM on the Gram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter Podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. Download it today. Now coming up at 46 after the hour, Junior is in the building. Sports talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for Junior with today's sports talk. What you got, Junior?
Okay, Unc, time to be honest with this. If you had $500,000 contract and you want to help your team, would you restructure your contract? Would you do that for the team?
$500,000?
Yeah.
$500,000.
Oh, yeah. $500,000.
Would you restructure your contract?
You got to get your money straight first.
Yeah, I'll just ask.
Way off. $500,000. You're getting a damn wheel.
I mean,
talking to
half,
me.
$500,000 is really. Would you restructure your contract to help your team?
I don't know.
Well, Patrick Mahomes is doing it. He got $500 million contract. He said he going to restructure it to help the team because he want to win another Super Bowl. So he going to give up. He going to restructure his contract to free up $21 million to bring in new players. I don't see why I would do that. I don't know why. I don't love the team that much.
Well, Junior, now when he say he going to restructure, he not giving 21 back. He just moving around the way he received it.
But would you do that for the team, though?
You'd be surprised how creative they can be with finances. He moving that money around. He coming out on top. Okay. When you got $500 million and we talking $21 million, that ain't even 10%.
Junior, if I heart give me a half, or give me
that's what I was getting ready to say.
I'm not finna give you none of that, Junior.
You're not gonna restructure for the team.
You ain't restructure what? What? No.
So selfish.
Y'all better get in there and restructure your damn self.
Well, let me just say this though, Tommy. Did you see who this Texan signed, man? We finally showed up in front. We got running back Joe Mixon from the Cincinnati Bengals. Dog, he coming to the Texans, man. We got Joe Mixon.
What?
We got a running back.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to gloat, but Unc, you know, y'all are in free agency too. Y'all did sign James Winston. Y'all about to sign him.
Winston?
Yeah, that's what the Cleveland Browns about.
Crab leg Winston?
Yeah, crab leg Winston. That's who they finna sign right now. We got
better.
Joe Mixon, though.
Well, Steve, y'all better hide all them crabs. Cause
y'all is on the water, though.
Well, I had to tell y'all this, but...
You wanted a backup quarterback.
You got a good one. It's two black quarterbacks in Cleveland.
I ain't mad at Jameson. Y'all, hey, slow down. Now, Texas got a good team, but they ain't... Y'all, the boy from Titans was out there. Henry was out there.
Yeah, he was. But he got
y'all got crab legs and massages. That's what y'all got.
Coming out of what you get at the top of the hour.
Just get it out there, Tommy. Crab legs and massages up in Cleveland.
Okay. Coming up, Steve is mad at the top of the hour. A man on social media needs advice. About his boss. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On Steve Harvey FM writes, "Hey Steve, I'm one of your blue-eyed soul brother listeners. I've been working for the same company for 4 years and I love what I do. I also love my coworkers, my boss. That is until last week. We were all in the break room having lunch when my boss revealed that he believed the earth was flat. I laughed, thinking he was kidding, but no one else around the table did, and neither did he. So I asked him, hoping he was joking, I said, "Are you serious?" He assured me he was, and proceeded to lay out some flat earther talking points to prove his point. I decided to change the conversation and talk about sports or something. Apparently, my coworkers were aware of his beliefs and just never talked about it. I'm not sure I can work for and take directions from someone so dumb. What's my next move?
Hey, bro, listen to me, man. You don't leave your job because your boss stupid. Dog, you don't mess up your income because you work around dumb people. What?
So what should
you do? Are you kidding me? Listen to me. Let him think the earth flat if he want to. Okay, so let me ask you something. If the world was flat, don't that mean there's an edge?
Yep.
So when you go over to the edge, when you see people go, "We gonna go around the world," how they do that?
Right.
Has he ever seen a picture of Earth from the satellite?
The round one? Yeah. I've seen the round one.
Yeah. Or do he think that's a saucer?
Yeah. Well, so Steve, he's struggling, though. So he's struggling with, how's this man going to lead me? And he thinks like this.
No. Why are you letting him lead you? You just
he's
want
the boss.
Him to pay you. No.
You just work there, man. Yeah,
but, dog, don't nobody lead you. Just get your check and go home. Dog, why are you trying to talk to these people? Dog, okay. I wish I would, man. I don't care nothing about what you think or believe. I've never had a boss. You know something, man? That's the reason I had to get out of the work world, because I never had a boss that I thought should have been in charge of me. I just never met the man that I thought should have been in charge of me. The last person that was in charge of me, his name was Jesse Harvey. And my damn daddy, Slick Man. And the only person I thought was worth charging me. I let him be in charge of me. And I was cool with it. He taught me a lot. I ain't never met nobody I thought should have been in charge. I've never had a boss that I bowed down to. I said, man, this dude is smart. I hope I be him one day. I ain't ever hoped that. Mm-hmm. Bob Cook, Jim Neighbors, Riley Patterson, Tom Hawks. I ain't ever had a boss.
You know all of them, dog.
Why is he naming them, though?
Everybody.
Dog, I ain't never, you know. My coolest boss I ever had was Jim Neighbors at Ford Motor Company. Coolest dude I ever had, man.
Mm-hmm.
Young black dude out of Tennessee with a beard. I thought that dude was real cool. I ain't want to be him.
But you respected him and took, you know, this guy.
I had respect for him because he had respect for me.
Two-way street.
He was mutual. I thought he was a cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I ain't want to be him. He ain't know that, but, you know.
He was your supervisor at Ford.
Yeah. I ain't finna stay here.
Okay. All right, so you're telling Elliot, don't worry about all that. Just go do your job.
Man, what you worried about what he think the world flat for?
Well,
I just met an atheist the other day at Family Feud. I didn't walk off the set.
But that's not your supervisor. That's what he's saying.
That's your show.
That's your show. You're the host.
You can't walk off.
I wouldn't give a damn if the president of Fremantle was a Trump supporter. I don't give a damn. And probably is. I'm not finna mess my money up because you stupid.
Okay.
No.
All right, there you go. Elliot, coming up, we'll have more trending topics on the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, I got a little music news for you guys today. New Edition has added more dates to their residency at the Encore Theater at the Wynn in Las Vegas. There will be 6 new shows that will take place throughout the month of July. Michael Bivins said, yep, we're coming back in July. Y'all tell your family, your friends, New Edition is getting started
new
on the Strip. Yes!
Edition.
Yes. The first leg of New Edition's sold out residency. It kicked off back like the last week in February, like on the 28th. And
I know a few people that went and they said it was off the chain. It was really, really good. So they are back in July. Get ready. And before they get
I've always liked them dudes,
man. They can tour forever. That is one of those.
I mean, just as people, man. That New Edition is some cool people, man.
They are, man.
All
of them. Yeah. All six members. You get to check them out. Bobby, Johnny, everybody. All six members.
Can't say that about all the groups.
Don't forget about Ralph, man.
Can't say that about all the groups.
Mike, Ricky.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can. Jodeci got a residency in Vegas, too. Don't play.
Boy, stop. Poor stuff.
You just been checked, sir. No, I'm saying Steve's been checked. I'm with you.
I thought you
were already know. Like, we ain't got one.
We got to do this.
Coming up, we got another round of Would You Rather.
You better call right down there before you go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for Would You Rather. Let's get it started. Would you rather fight Mike Tyson?
B.
Or Floyd Mayweather?
B. I'm with Floyd, little ass. Man. I'm not fooling.
Oh, really?
I clothesline Floyd.
I'm going to pull his ass so hard to take his ass with me. It ain't going to hurt me as bad.
I ain't doing no boxing. I'm out here wrestling.
Now, Junior, you're not going to be able to whoop Floyd. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah, that's why I say I'm clothesline. I'm wrestling. I'm not boxing.
Oh, there ain't nothing you can do with. You can't do nothing with Floyd, Junior.
I know that.
I can't do nothing with Mike Tyson. But, I can do something with Floyd.
You can't do a damn thing with Floyd. Y'all need to stop this here.
A professional boxer?
Bruh, this is an ass whooping you going to take. You, his speed, his know-how, this is not going to work out.
I'll take that ass whooping before I take that killing. I'm not fooling with Mike at all.
What we going to do with Mike at 58?
I didn't say you needed Mike, but you act like you finna go in here with
Floyd.
Floyd and go home clear. Yeah, you still gonna need some medication, partner.
I'm trying wrestling moves on Floyd.
He said medication.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I'm not fighting Floyd fair.
No, got to. No. Wrestle Floyd. Don't box him.
All right. Would you rather marry the person of your dreams or have the job of your dreams? One or the other.
Hey. Oh, marry the job. Person. The job of my dream. I can get the person later. I need the job of my dream.
Hey, man. Hey, man, you married, dude. What'd you
look at my face. Did you just say that? Dog?
Why the hell y'all ask these questions if y'all don't want a clear answer?
That's your answer?
Well, you know what? I'm just going to quit answering. Huh?
I understand the answer. I happen to have both, so I'm good.
But would you rather the person of your dreams or the job of your dreams?
I would rather y'all accept what I say.
Okay, we accepted it. Moving on. Come on, Junior. What you got?
Hey,
Steve.
Hey, I just got in here. Hey, that's all I have to say.
Hey,
the person of my dreams.
That's all you can say. That's all.
Well, see, Tommy is absolutely correct, though. If you get the job of your dreams, you can probably attract the person of your dream. But if you got the person of your dreams, they can help you build and have the life of your dream. So, I think the most important factor is the person.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey. All right. It's the person.
It's the person.
The person is the key factor. A woman is like an elevator button. She could take you up or she could take you down. And you can lead that.
You know that for
you
sure.
You got to get the right person. Because you get the wrong one, partner. Whew.
We feel the same way about men. All right.
You absolutely right about that, too.
Yeah. All right. Coming up 49 minutes after the hour, we will close out the show with Steve's closing remarks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It's our last break of the day, Steve, on this Thursday. Wow, this week went by pretty fast. You got some closing remarks for us, sir?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
My closing remarks today is to Junior. I want to apologize to Junior.
What?
I want to offer an apology to Junior because I didn't know it. Junior, I found out early that it was hurting his feelings that I had mentioned his hairline on the radio.
Wait a minute, come on, man.
So I want to apologize for mentioning your hairline on the radio and let you know that I didn't know that bothered you. It's just really amazing to me how it bothers you. And
well, look at this.
You know, for you to come in here every day and sit here and give your best and all to the Steve Harvey Morning Show and to yet sit there and feel somehow challenged and to feel like you and not in the best light. I just want to take some time out to apologize to you. I didn't really mean to hurt your feelings.
Wow.
And I don't even really, to be honest with you, don't see how it is hurting your feelings. But the fact that it does makes me have to apologize.
I'm not hurt.
But why is he going?
Well,
you said he was hurt.
Yeah.
Carla, didn't he say he was hurt?
You're acting like you were hurt. This was yesterday, and then you brought it up today. So Steve is apologizing. Junior, this is big.
His line hurts. His line hurts.
You shut up, nephew. Wow.
Go ahead.
So I wanted to take this time in the closing remarks, do something I've never done before.
Junior, this is big. This is huge.
I want to apologize to Junior Killspace.
There it is.
For bringing it up, for mentioning it.
Bringing it up or bringing it back?
Well, the WB started a long time ago. I was there when the WB started because they bought my contract from ABC. And when the WB started, I had a holding deal with ABC. The WB bought the talents of Steve Harvey from ABC. WB was back then. WB is also making a comeback. The WB is not a TV network anymore. The WB is Junior's hairline.
Man.
I thought you were going deep. What?
I was trying to learn something.
You is learning something. The WB stands for way back. It's way back there now. But the redeeming factor in all this is, and I want to applaud you, sir, because the fact that you are, in the words of LTD, holding on so very hard to do when hands go. So, in my humblest way, I have set the tone to do something I've never done before, and that's to apologize to Junior.
Now, see, I was with you at first, and then you...
Hold your head down,
I thought the WB story, Carla, was going to teach me something.
I did, too. My bad, Junior. My bad. I thought,
and you know what? This the type of mentor you're going to be to me in front of the world. This how you're going to mentor me. Really.
It's called tough love, Junior.
Tough love?
It's called mentoring you to prepare you for things to come and to prepare you for things that's gone.
I can't stand him.
It's not easy trying to get somebody you mentor to face the truth.
It's an intervention. This is an
face. Way more face. And sometimes when you're talking to young people, you got to get them to identify the problem. And I think we've all identified it now. Hold your head back up. It's the same thing.
Wait a minute. Why should you even say it?
Huh?
Okay, go ahead. No, I shouldn't say it that. I mean, just keep
he
going.
He said he's finished. So how do you feel?
Said ahead.
But I said go ahead. And I thought he was
You said go
that.
Ahead. You have. You're going way ahead.
Oh,
and it's all good, man. I've been just looking at you, man, and it's me and Tommy. You know, we went on to just let ours go years ago. We just let it go because we just saw it. It was just tired of fighting it. And it's all good, though, Junior, man. We got a lot of love for you and everything. But, like, it's certain things
it's
like.
It's not that bad, Unc. It's not. It's not. It's
I want you to quit not, going to that barbershop. Well, that's what I want you to quit doing.
I want you to stop Tommy. Saying stuff like, it's not that bad. Okay, well then, how bad is it? And the glare from the light above your head is shining all the way up to the headset.
To the headset.
Yeah, which means.
That's
what?
Nah, because if I say that, I'm going to get killed again. I can't.
No, no,
can't
just go ahead and say it. I ain't going to say it.
Like, you got
it.
That's just.
Hold on, say it again.
That's just the glare is because.
Glare. Glare can't happen on hair. Nobody gets a glare off their hair. Just
tell them poor Junior.
Yeah. It's a glare because it's a lot like it's like your forehead got baby oil on it.
Look at the time.
Steve, it's time
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, we out of time. Well,
when so you sit in the chair, what you ask them to give you?
At the barbershop? We have asked you to be quiet this entire segment. We have asked you.
Yeah. Little off the top.
Take us home, Steve. Goodbye.
Okay. I am so through with this show.
You ask for a razor lining, or you ask them to use
take the us home.
Hey, y'all have a great day today. Talk to God. He'd absolutely love to hear from you. Y'all stay in peace now.
Ask God about some hair.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.